It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forstin.
Welcome back to the Synergy Connection Show. Bob Gilpatrick is my returning guest this afternoon. And for our regular listeners, you will remember that Bob is one of the owners of Boomer Products in St. Petersburg, Florida. So before we start today's program, I asked Bob to share how he and Larry decided to ever start this company. And the products I know are life-changing for a great many people, but what made you decide, what was it, 8 years ago now? That you were going to actually open up a company that carried this type of health care line?
Sure. Well, first, thanks for having me back on the show, Lucy.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure. And, you know, I've been a holistic health therapist for probably close to 25 years now. And when I first met Larry, I actually came to help him with a computer project for a real estate company that he had. And it was just one of those things where I came, started helping him, and I noticed right away that Larry was, as the Brits say, crumbly. So his physical self was crumbly. He was on 11 medications. He had just had two surgeries, and he was scheduled for two more. And he was 65 years old, but he was 65 going on 85. So he was much older than his real age, you know, his chronological age. And so I just asked him one day if he would like me to help him just with this one simple thing, because as he was walking in the hall one day, someone mentioned about how he was getting more bow-legged. And so I just said to him, hey, would you like me to help you with that? We can get these special inserts for your shoes that'll make it so your feet don't roll out and it'll bring your knees back in closer. So he's like, okay, let's do it. So I got him these Symmetry orthotics and put them in. And like right away, the first day that he had them in, his knees moved in probably about 4 or 5 inches.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And so because his feet were rolling out, and these orthotics, which are in the shape of a perfect foot for your size, just made it so he no longer pronated. And just that brought his knees back in. And then I started asking him, you know, I saw that he was in his office and he had all these bottles of pills, and every day he's popping these pills. And I just asked him if he would like some help with his nutrition that might help him not have to have so many medications. And he said he would. So I knew a lot of different scientists and nutrition companies. And so I just pieced together this routine for him, and very quickly he started to get better and he started to lose weight. He was overweight by, I would say, about 55 pounds, 60 pounds, something like that. And he, over time, just a few months actually, he lost 50 pounds of fat and gained 15 pounds of muscle, and he tripled his strength working out at the gym. And this was because, probably for the first time in his life, like most people, he had really good basic foundational nutrition, and he started growing new mitochondria, and the mitochondria had started working better. And the more he exercised, the more mitochondria he made.
I'm going to stop you for a second and just ask you to explain to listeners who may not even know that word. What is mitochondria? Yeah.
So mitochondria are organelles that are in every cell in your body, and they're the powerhouse of your cell. They help to make
energy. That's your energy.
That's where your energy is made. But when you are overweight and out of shape, you only have a few mitochondria per cell.
So they're overworked.
overworked, and you have a hard time keeping up. And when you make energy in your mitochondria, that energy is used for many other metabolic pathways.
Such as?
Well, when you make energy, it also gives rise to your ability to digest food, to repair your body as it breaks down, et cetera. So, but when you have a person who's really fit, who lifts weights and does aerobic exercise and eats a good diet, they might have as many as 200 mitochondria
versus
in
five.
Each cell.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. And so anyway, that started happening for Larry. And then we decided after that, it was his idea. He was like, hey, Bob, if this is working for me, why don't we think about making a company to help other people as well? And we can make it easy for people because, you know, up until boomers came along, people had to piece together 20 or 30 bottles of pills in order to get comprehensive foundational nutrition. It's very difficult. People couldn't stick with the program. It costs a fortune. Mm-hmm. But now people can use three powders that mix in a glass of water and take a couple of vitamin D pills and a couple of fatty acid pills, and you now can get foundational nutrition that is done for you, so you don't have to shop and piece it together, and it's very easy to do. It tastes good, and it only takes a couple of minutes to do in the morning. And so that was, we sold our first product under the Boomer label in 2011, and here we are in almost 2020, so this will be 9 years. Mm-hmm. And it took us about a year to get the company going. So it's been almost 10 years we've been working on it, but 9 years selling the products.
So, you know, as a whole, how many customers do you think Boomers has at this point?
I think it's somewhere around 6,000 people that have bought products from us. Mm-hmm. And in any given month, about 1,000 people buy the products.
Buy the products, okay. Mm-hmm. So I think you said you use Trustpilot?
Trustpilot,
okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. And they have a way of letting people see how they're doing on products. I mean, a person that, a customer can put in a review, in other words.
Yeah.
So somebody mm-hmm. who's listening to the show, if they wanted to see how other people are benefiting, they could go to boomerboost.com and the Trustpilot is right there and they can scroll through and see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, there's over 400 testimonials, and our average is 4.9 out of 5 on Trustpilot.
Which is really good.
Which is, it's the highest ranked nutrition company on Trustpilot. So we've gotten a lot of good reviews, not only for the products, but also for the customer service, because that's something that's different about this company, is that we actually have people that answer the phones. And are,
I mean, it's not just an automated answering machine.
Yep. And it's not just anyone answering the phone. It's people that have a lot of experience and training and expertise in holistic health, both nutrition and other aspects of it. So when someone gets somebody on the phone, it's not just an order taker. Mm-hmm. It's an actual person that can say, how are you doing? How did this work? What do you need? How's your family? Mm-hmm. And people get to interact with an atmosphere of supportiveness and encouragement and ongoing consultation and updates for people.
I would think that would be one of the major things that people appreciate, because I know, I mean, I happen to have a doctor that I adore, and she literally closes the door when I do go to see her once a year for my physical, and, you know, will spend 30 minutes with me, which is unheard of, because most of them are on about an 8-minute turnaround, mm-hmm. if you're lucky. And so this company allows people to have somebody who really listens to them, and not everybody's willing to do that.
Yeah, it's a lot of the testimonials that we have are testimonials about the customer service from the first time that someone will call. Mm-hmm. They get somebody on the phone that really treats them very specially and makes sure that the order is right, that they need, and it goes out very quickly. So when people are not feeling well and they call for help, mm-hmm. and there's something that can really help them, they like to get it right away.
Right, right.
So we have our own fulfillment center here mm-hmm. at the building, and the fulfillment manager is in constant contact with the people that are talking with the customers on the phone so that things go smoothly.
Well, so our topic today kind of fits with some of this because you happen to see Larry at a time when his illness, if you will, requiring multiple medications, what would be considered a creeping illness. I mean, it was catching up to him, maybe.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about the fact that a lot of times we don't recognize when we're beginning to decline because it's subtle. Maybe we have some pains here or there. Maybe we're a little more tired than normal. Maybe we're not sleeping as well. Maybe we're a little more grouchy. But it's not until maybe down the road that all of a sudden you go and get a diagnosis. So how does this actually happen? How do you end up with these different kinds of degenerative or even acute illnesses that all of a sudden are, boom, they're there?
Well, as people age, then you're exposed to a lot of toxins over time. So this is a big cause of it. Mm-hmm. So when you're a child, you're exposed to tire dust and you're exposed to, pesticides, and you're fed overcooked meat and your body is gathering toxicity, but it accumulates slowly over time. And unless you get an acute poisoning, you're not going to see negative effects from toxicity until you get to be 50 or 60 or 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're breathing, you're constantly breathing in toxins, you're absorbing it through your skin and in the food you eat, the water you drink. And so this contributes to a lot of the adult onset diseases. But just in general, a human body is like a log that's burning in a fire. And so in the case of a log, it might only last for a couple of hours, but a human will last, 70, 80, 90, sometimes 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so it depends on how fast you are burning yourself up and how fast you're repairing yourself that leads to the relative time when you're going to begin to experience adult onset illnesses. Okay? And so over time, your cells are becoming older. And when your bone marrow makes new stem cells to replace the old cells, you are making adult stem cells that don't have the same growth factors that they had when you were young. And so in a sense, you're producing 60, 70, 80-year-old stem cells. And so you're replacing the cells that have worn out, that have gotten out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
You're replacing them with old cells. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really important thing to know, but also just over time, that inflammation wears down your body, and it wears down a lot of different things, and it happens very, very slowly over time. And so you don't know, for example, that you have high blood pressure. You might not know that you have prediabetes or even diabetes. You might not know that you have cancer that's growing,
mm-hmm.
right? You might not know that you're getting dementia. You might just think, oh, it's just I'm getting old, so I'm a little forgetful.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not realize that you actually have plaques and tangles forming in your brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
I'm just picturing the person that all of a sudden realizes their car keys are in the refrigerator. And that's when they go, uh-oh.
Right.
And maybe maybe it wasn't even forgetfulness at that point. It could just be they were very preoccupied and it isn't anything bad. But at the same time, it's a wake-up call that maybe they need to calm down, slow down, be more mindful, with what they're doing.
Yeah, when people start to have memory problems, that really is a sign that you need to have some help because getting memory problems that are not caused by depression, which a lot of them are, it means that you've been experiencing a slow degradation in your brain,
mm-hmm.
or you're forming amyloid plaques in your brain. And the good news is that it's not too late if someone has the beginning signs of dementia. The very first thing that you want to do is make sure they have proper
circulation.
Blood circulation. Mm-hmm. And so in order to do that, you have to look at a number of things. And one of them is, how is it that your arteries are expanding in order to let blood through? And if because of age and inflammation, your arteries have become brittle, when your heart beats, the artery won't open as wide, and so not as much blood will get through. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so you have to look and say, how are we going to make our arteries more elastic? Right?
Now, I know that Boomers has a product that specifically addresses that.
Yes. Yeah, so in our product called Boomer Boost, there's a compound called phosphatidylcholine. It's one of the 70 things in this foundational nutrition mm-hmm. product. And phosphatidylcholine is one of the compounds that makes up the cell wall of all of your cells. And as you age, you make less of it. So you have to take in more by mouth. And then as you do and you take in more, your arteries will become more flexible because each of your cells is becoming more flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so that's
less damage is done as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so, and because if your arteries aren't flexible enough, your heart has to beat harder, and that leads also to high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so that's another thing that creeps up on you is high blood pressure based on your circulatory system being compromised.
Right. Right.
And so also for your circulation, which is as you improve your circulation, you're going to improve your cognition.
Mm-hmm.
And so in addition to phosphatidylcholine, you also need arginine, which is an amino acid, which leads to the production of nitric oxide, which helps to expand your arteries and your capillaries in particular. And that is also in the Boomer Boost product and helps with that. And then lastly, also you can use a pulsed electromagnetic field mat that mm-hmm. you can lie on a couple of times a day that actually puts off a PEMF that acts on your capillaries and your arterioles in order to make them open and close. So a big reason...
Does it increase them as well, or does it just work on the existing ones?
It works on the existing ones.
Okay.
So it's... So a big part of your circulation is based on the fact that we as humans evolved in an environment that includes light, you know, from the sun, an atmosphere of breathing oxygen, but we also evolved in specific pulsed electromagnetic forces from mostly from the core of the earth, but also from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And so our bodies are able to circulate blood because of the pulses coming out of the core of the earth. And this allows us to be the size that we are and to be a vertebrate that is able to be a large vertebrate that has a circulatory system that pumps blood, oxygen, and nutrients to a very large being,
mm-hmm.
right? Humans are large beings. And so in order to get the oxygen and nutrients to your fingertips, where you can now have hands and thumbs that you can manipulate things with, like a keyboard,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or peel a banana.
Mm-hmm.
And the
play
same
the piano.
Yeah. And so this requires good circulation. And we evolved as a species in this pulsed electromagnetic field. So now there are devices that can bring those pulses right close to your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So as you age, you respond less and less to those PEMFs, and your capillaries do not expand as much and stay expanded for as long. And they also expand less often. And so now you have poor circulation, which leads to numerous different problems.
Mm-hmm.
And by getting a PEMF mat, you can lie on it twice a day for 8 minutes. And it's mimicking the pulse of the core of the earth. And the effect after 8 minutes of lying on the mat, the effect lasts for 12 to 14 hours. And then you can do it again in the evening time. So you do it in the morning when you wake up, do it in the evening. And this is going to increase your circulation so that you have the equivalent circulation of a person who's very young, someone in their 20s.
Now, I know I've seen the video where it shows the blood before and after. And before, it's just creeping in the capillaries. And
it's
afterwards, it is like sludge.
And it's rolling. It's rolling along,
And then afterwards, it's like a little zip, 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 zip. You know, it's moving very quickly. So somebody who, let's say, is diabetic and maybe they have neuropathy in their feet or tingling in their hands, they would notice a difference by doing this twice a day.
Yes, yeah. And diabetes is another one of those things that creeps up. Most people that have prediabetes or even the beginning of diabetes don't know that they have it. There's more people that are undiagnosed than are diagnosed.
And so when do they finally get diagnosed? When it becomes like...
Right, when they start to show symptoms. So, for example, we had a person come to our office later in the day after he heard me speak at a luncheon, and he came to say, "Hey, I was at my doctor this morning, and I've been diagnosed with diabetes. My blood sugar was 400, which is four times what you
should
want
be 100.
Yeah, should be 100 or below." And he said, the reason I knew that there was something wrong is I went to the eye doctor because my vision was getting blurry. And the doctor said, you need to go to your regular doctor because I think you might have diabetes. Hmm. And sure enough, he did. And so that snuck up on him. He knew because his vision was getting blurry. But he'd probably been going through the process of getting type 2 diabetes for 10, maybe 15 years before that.
Wow.
And his blood sugar didn't become 400 overnight.
No.
It probably went from 80 to 100 to 120. And over the years, it kept going.
And it was such a gradual process that he didn't notice it that much.
Right. And so luckily, when he came to see us, we were able to help him. We gave him our sprouted barley seed product, which was one of the things that he took and some other things. And his blood sugar started to come down. And it came down fairly quickly to the point where within about a week, it was down to 180. And a couple of weeks later, it was down to 120. And by the end of 3 months, it was at 100 or below on a daily basis.
So he never faced insulin or anything
else? He never took took medication that they'd prescribed for him and never had to take insulin. And he actually just retired a couple of months ago. And his mom lives in France, and he retired and is on right now a 2-month trip to France to visit with his mom.
Yeah.
And he came in to get a stockpile of his Boomer products to take with him.
How do you advise somebody who's, you know, traveling overseas like that? Because I know, you know, at airports today, if you can't identify what is in something, they'll sometimes pitch it. So if somebody's traveling with, you know, nutritional products like yours, is there a special way that they should travel?
Well, the best way to do it is to take it, take the actual bottle with you so they can see the ingredients and then leave it sealed, right? So that it's got a vacuum seal of plastic on the top. And it's also when you open up the top of the jar, there's a seal there, right? And then if they ask you, what is this? You tell them it's nutrition products. You're going to be gone for 2 months. This is what I need for my 2 months. And then if they ask you to open it, they can see that it's been sealed and you can peel the top off and you can put your finger into the product, touch it to your tongue, show them that it's edible and not a poison. And they can look at it. Their dogs can sniff it to see if it's drugs, right? And that's the best way to do it.
Right. Because I'm sure that there are some zealous little agents out there that, you know, might make other assumptions and just pitch something.
And you want to pack it into the suitcase, you know, that you're going to check if possible.
Right.
And then you're not bringing it on the plane in the cabin with you. But
so,
the question about diabetes is really good. That's a very common one that sneaks up on people.
That creeps up, right.
Yep. Sometimes people will first notice because of an issue with their kidneys. They might start getting kidney issues, even pain in their kidneys. And then other people will get classic symptoms like being thirsty. All the time, right? And so what people should really do is when they go for their blood work to their healthcare practitioner, they should make sure that they get the fasting blood sugar test, but also ask for an A1C. So A1C is actually a measure of the bonding of sugar to hemoglobin. And so they can tell how much is bonded to it, what's happened approximately over the last 3 months.
So what would be a normal score for an A1C?
A good score for A1C would be 5.5. When it starts to get up right towards 6, you're looking at pre-diabetes. If it goes over 6, then you do have the beginnings of diabetes. So
we had both of those numbers, like, the 5 would be a good score. And as it moves towards 6, not so much. But then we had the 100. That was the normal.
Yeah, you actually want that to be around 80. If it starts to creep up to 100 on a daily basis, then you're also
pre-diabetic too. Okay. Yeah. And then like the gentleman you were talking about that came in with like 400, obviously full-blown. Other kinds of, and then I've heard that with vision, a lot of times that when the blurry eyes start, it could be that you're becoming diabetic.
Yeah.
The tingling in hands, the neuropathy in feet, does that come after? Because I've heard a lot of people with that too.
Well, not necessarily. It doesn't have to come after. And it also doesn't have to be from diabetes. Mm. But certainly if you start getting tingling in your hands and feet, you need to figure out
what it is
that caused it. Most of the time it's from diabetes. And it's from damage to the nerves from inflammation.
Okay.
And so, but you can also get tingling in any part of your body from, compression neuropathy. If you fall and hit your hip and press a nerve on your hip, you could start getting tingling in your upper thigh. And it can be quite painful. Compression neuropathy can be very painful.
Which is different than the sciatic nerve. Yeah. Damage that would feel different because I think that's a sharp pain on that one.
And so with diabetes, of course, and the same with blood pressure, what people need to really do in order not to have this be part of your life, not to have these creeping illnesses come about at all, because many people, of course, live to 100 years old, never get diabetes, right? Number one is exercise, both, and you want to do both weight-bearing exercise and resistance exercise in addition to what if you're going to be doing walking, jogging, bicycling for aerobic exercise.
Now, you and I talked, I don't know how many shows ago it was now, but there was a particular type of exercise that is condensed. I'm using the wrong word probably, but what was that one about?
So this is not an exercise someone's going to do who's a beginner or is really out of shape, like the person with 5 mitochondria in their cells.
Right.
But once you've built your way up a little bit, then you can do what's called peak 8. So
peak
it's P-E-A-K, like a peak of a mountain, and the number 8. And the number 8 is the number of repetitions you're going to do of this exercise. So what it is it's either walking, jogging, running, or bicycling, or on a stationary bike or a treadmill, something where you are doing aerobic exercise. And the idea is after a warm-up to do this exercise as almost as fast as you can, but with a lot of vigor for 30 seconds, and then stop that. And for the next 90 seconds, you want to do the same exercise very casually, like in a state of rest. So you're going to sprint walk and then walk slowly. Or if you're going to be jogging and running, you want to run a sprint and then jog. All right. And so it goes 30 seconds fast, 90 seconds slow. And you do that 8 times. And so it's 2 minutes times 8. It's a 16-minute exercise. And there's a lot of benefits to that, including your body will make and release more human growth hormone, and which will help to rebuild your body. And so essentially what you're trying to do is get into a state where you are rebuilding your body fasting faster than it's deteriorating. Because as your body deteriorates, that's when you start to get adult onset diseases. And so if you can slow the deterioration by producing growth hormones, and you can also keep your inflammation down, right? Then you have a chance to actually repair yourself faster than you're burning yourself. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to worry about burning yourself up over time.
Over time, right? So.
And so in order to handle the first part of the inflammation, you want to make sure that you don't have high blood sugar, number one. Mm-hmm. Because if you do, the extra sugar that's in your bloodstream that can't be used is going to bump up against proteins in your blood and glycate the protein and rendering it into a toxin and throwing off an inflammatory molecule, a superoxide molecule. And so people have a lot more inflammation if they have high blood sugar.
All right. So one of the things that, you know, as we're talking about peak eight or any of this type of prevention, because it sounds like it's a good prevention to mm-hmm. me, is to know your baseline. You know, mm-hmm. you maybe go in and have that physical if you haven't had one for a while,
right,
so that you really do know that mm-hmm. what your blood sugars are, so the A1C. Yeah. I know there's a test called the C-reactive protein that's a level of inflammation.
Yeah.
Probably they need a D3, which tells you about your immune system. But getting those kinds of baseline tests done.
Yep. And your iron as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if everything checks out pretty okay, you know, to start addressing how do I get healthier, and peak eight could be part of that package.
Yep. Could be part of it. And then also, to keep the inflammation down, mm-hmm. you need to have the different enzymes and antioxidants that will help reduce inflammation. So in the case of the person with high blood sugar that's making this extra superoxide, which are these little hot coals that are burning your body up, mm-hmm. there's an enzyme called superoxide dismutase that gobbles up those hot coals before they can cause damage. Yep. Okay. It's a Pac-Man molecule, and it gobbles up the superoxide before it can cause damage. Mm-hmm. And you make that in your body, but as you age, you make less and less.
Of it.
And so then you have to take it by mouth in order for you to maintain a high enough level of SOD to reduce your inflammation.
All right, so let me recap a couple of things here for people who are listening. If they want to be taking, I think you refer to it as sod, but if they want to be taking that, they would be taking it through the barley.
Yes.
Okay, yep. And they can do it through, there's two types of barleys, a boomer barley, I guess, and a gladiator barley. And the difference is?
Right. So they're both seed lines, which are heirloom seed lines. They're mm-hmm. pre-1940 seed lines, which is what you need. The gladiator barley has extra amino acids from that seed line, mm-hmm. which is the building blocks of proteins. So some people need extra protein. For example, people with diabetes,
right.
People who are very underweight, people going through chemotherapy or radiation.
How about somebody who just has, I don't know, maybe a chronic illness, muscular mm-hmm. dystrophy or something along those lines,
yes.
where they've been diagnosed for a long period of time,
right.
but it still can help them feel stronger.
Yes, and the older you are, the harder it is to maintain muscle mass, mm-hmm. which is really critical to do for lots of different reasons.
When do you start losing muscle mass? If you're not, you know, an athletic person that's out there all the time, when do mm-hmm. you really start noticing that you're losing it?
By 30 years old.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So by the time people get to be 60, 30 to 35, they begin to deteriorate at that point if they are on the SAD diet, the standard American diet, mm-hmm. and if they're not exercising, they're under stress, they begin to deteriorate at a young age. And so, but you can eliminate a lot of that inflammation with superoxide dismutase and other antioxidant compounds, vitamin A, C, and E, trimethylglycine, also very powerful for antioxidant.
You know, one of the things that I find fascinating about a lot of the tech companies today is that they are allowing people to bring their pets to work because they know they're de-stressors. They have game rooms set up throughout their companies so that if you need to take a 15-minute break from whatever you're doing, that you can go and play a game, or you can go shoot hoops, or they have walking paths around their buildings if it's in a nice part of the United States and it's not overly hot or overly cold. But these younger tech companies recognize that in order to have healthy employees, you have to do something to let them burn off stress. And they're very conscientious. My son works for a company out in Colorado where the food that they have for them to snack on is all super healthy. So if they don't want to bring lunch in, you know, they either provide it sometimes, but it's healthy stuff. It's not just, yeah, you know, coming from McDonald's at the corner of, you know, the block or someplace. So
yeah.
I'm fascinated really by that the young techie groups and companies that are run by younger people are keeping this in the forefront of their thoughts about how do we keep good employees and how do we make sure that they stay healthy.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be lovely to see all kinds of companies doing that for their employees? It would be a way to go. I want to come back to something else too. The C-reactive protein test that we talked about is the level of inflammation. So there, if a person is asking for it when they go for their physical, they want a number of what?
Well, the goal that you want is below 0.5.
Okay.
So most people are around 3. Mm-hmm. So it's about 6 times higher than it needs to be.
And inflammation is the cause of most disease, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. The inflammation leads to all the different diseases that creep up on people, including cancer, mm-hmm, diabetes, and also, you know, just general things like back pain or osteoarthritis in your knees. That's all caused by inflammation. So
Is the barley another? I think it brings down inflammation.
Yeah.
So the boost in the barley would help reduce inflammation in the body.
Right.
And they would have that baseline if they asked for the test.
Yeah, you'd be able, if you were to go get your CRP tested before you use these products, mm-hmm, it would probably be 2, 3, 4, something like that.
And then a year later.
After using the products, probably 6 months later, it would be down to 0.5 or below.
Mm-hmm.
We have some people that are below 0.1. Even people with diabetes can get their inflammation down to 0.1 or below. So in Larry's case, who we mentioned earlier, I think his last test was 0.27, mm-hmm, which is about 1/10 of the average. So that means his body's burning itself up at 1/10 the speed of the average person.
So he'll be able to be around probably well into his hundreds.
Yeah, that's the idea.
That's the idea. Okay.
Yep.
All right, so we have some ideas here for people using these products. What are some of the other products that you have that are going to at least alter the progression of these creeping illnesses?
Yeah, so another one is a product that comes from muscadine grapes, mm-hmm, that contains many hundreds of compounds, but the two primary ones are resveratrol and quercetin. And they are polyphenols that are in compounds in plants. And when you have the two of them together, they do something very special. And this is a phenomena where as people age, their cells are not meant to be permanent cells. They're meant to live out a lifespan and then die off, get out of the way, and allow themselves to be replaced by a new cell that comes from a stem cell being released from your bone marrow.
Now, I'm going to ask a question here because I think other people might think the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do all cells, like a brain cell versus a bone cell versus a kidney cell versus, mm-hmm, a liver cell, do they have different life expectancies or all cells? They do. Okay.
They have different life expectancies. A skin cell is, 30 to 90 days maximum. And whereas, a liver cell, could last for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but the idea is that when the cell has lived out its usefulness and it's worn out, it'll die and be eliminated from the body. But as you age, the mechanism that triggers those cells to die does not work as well. And so people that are our age would have about 2% of all the cells in their body would be old senescent cells that are not functioning properly. And not only that, but they're giving off inflammatory compounds that are making a whole region around that old cell not function as well. And so the combination of the quercetin and resveratrol amplifies the signal and it gets through to the old cell and those cells will die off.
So it kind of says, here's the door.
Yeah. 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 Here's the stimulus, right? Here's the poison pill. Take it and get out of the way because we got another cell waiting to replace you. And so this is some anti-aging scientists think that this is the main cause of aging. That as people get into their 50s and 60s and start to accumulate these old cells that won't get out of the way, that the offshoot from that cell is what's diseasing an area and is causing it's the main debilitating factor in aging. So wow. This is not a small thing. Yeah. This is really important to take care of. And so the best thing that people can do is you can take the resveratrol and quercetin together in this same pill. And you can also take another product that we have that stimulates your bone marrow to release more stem cells than it normally would. Hmm. And so if you take those two together, now your body is going to go through a transformation where the old cells are going to get out of the way, new ones will replace it, and you won't be that middle-aged person that has all these old cells stuck in your body.
Stuck in there. Yeah. Right. Yeah. What have you seen for people? I'm also thinking if somebody is able to do the mat that improves circulation, and then they are able to use the stem cell mm-hmm. product and this muscadine, yep. Resveratrol product with quercetin. So if they're using all three of those, I would think that would be quite amazing because you've got everything moving
right.
in the circulatory system and getting to the far reaches of your body.
Right. So this is, you know, there's this concept of in the world of nutrition called the nutrition pyramid, mm-hmm. which is foundational nutrition, which you would consider taking Boomer Boost and barley
or
our anti-aging system. Uh-huh. That would be the foundation. Uh-huh. And then there's personalized nutrition where, say, for example, you have trouble sleeping. You could take our Good Night formula, right? But then in order to optimize your health, there are other things you can do like PEMF mat, and you can use resveratrol and quercetin. But in a sense, when you have really good products like the high quality ones that are made for us, that whole pyramid tends to blur itself into one strategy, right? Mm-hmm. Because why would you want to have good foundational nutrition knowing that that nutrition is in your blood and has to reach its destination? And so why would you not want to also address your circulation as a foundational issue?
Right.
And so addressing it as a foundational issue is going to make your nutrition work a lot better. In a sense, it's not an optimization like might be considered. It should now start to be considered an essential.
A necessity. Okay, so I'm going to ask a question then. We're going to go back to somebody who is diabetic because it can creep in. A person who's diabetic that maybe is facing being on dialysis, would that program, could they be on a mat and it not have any adverse side effects and use the stem cell product and use all of those things?
Yes.
Would not create another problem for them, I guess is what I'm saying. Because once the diagnosis is there and they have kidneys that are obviously impacted, But the circulation would be huge in the improvement, because I remember working when I was a psychotherapist a couple of years ago now. I remember working with a family where when I started with them, the father had just had his fourth amputation. So they kept moving up his leg. Initially, it was, you know, like the foot area, and then it went to below the knee. And, you know, so he was losing body parts. I think he probably was too far gone at that point to even have this make a difference. But if you hadn't lost any body parts yet, but it, maybe you did have problems with your feet that were getting serious, would that make a difference?
It would make a difference, and it also can make a difference for someone who's had an amputation. So it's one thing to lose a couple of toes versus losing your whole foot and part of your leg. Amputations are extremely traumatic, and each time someone has to have an operation and loses another part of them, say progressive dispossession of one of your limbs, it's very, very traumatic. People that wake up from amputation surgery are severely traumatized. And so,
well, and sometimes they still feel the missing body part, maybe for the rest of their life.
Yes, very possibly. And it could be very painful, right? And so whenever you can get to be able to help somebody with their circulation, it's going to help, because who says the next thing isn't going to be their other leg? And or their kidneys are going to get worse because of circulation, or they're going to become blind. And so a PEMF mat will help immediately to stimulate circulation. But then it's a question of what's being circulated. Do you have the right nutrition in your blood?
I mean, if you're eating Big Macs, it's not going to help as much as if you're using other products.
So you want to look at the problem as holistically. We need circulation to get down there, but what's in the blood? And is there enough oxygen in the blood? So you need to know the person's iron level and their pulse ox and all that. And you have to address their oxygen level along with addressing the nutrient level in their blood. So now as the circulation improves and it, and the right nutrients can move down there, you can see dramatic changes for people. And there's another device that you can get also that's an electric stim device that's more precise, that if someone is starting to have poor circulation in their toes, you can take this device that has two pads that you affix to your body with a like a strap, and you would put one of these small pads underneath the back of your knee and the other one underneath your big toe and turn the current on, and it'll run an electric current from the knee down to the toe just in that direction, a monopolar a direction. And you you can innervate the area, because a lot of times bad blood flow is caused because you have poor nerve conductivity. Because the nerves stimulate the blood flow, but also good blood flow makes your nerves healthy. And so if you have good blood flow because you have good innervation, and then you have really good nutrients in your blood and oxygen, it will help restore the nerves. And so you can save people's legs from amputation and using that that sequence of technology.
Do some of the doctors use this, or are there clinics that have this device, or is this something that you literally need to, let's say, contact Boomers about because you buy it for your home?
No, there are places that have them where you can go to get sessions with a Beamer mat. It's a little difficult because you want to use it morning and night. And so unless you really are going to go to the doctor in the first thing in the morning and back again in the evening and keep going, you would want to have your own. It's much better to have your own.
But it is a hospital grade device, I think.
Yeah, it's an FDA-approved medical device. But you don't need a doctor's order to purchase it. Right, but the stimulator I mentioned, the Fisher-Wallace stimulator, you do need a doctor's order to purchase one of those. You can either get it through your doctor or one of the their company's doctors.
Okay.
So those are really good devices to have. They depression is another illness that comes along more with age, particularly mm-hmm. with women between the ages of 45 and 60. There tends to be a period of time where they're more susceptible to depression.
Right. Now, I mean, I was fortunate. I didn't go through that, you know, when I was in my late 40s or 50s. But I think some of that, you know, is hormonal. Some of it is because, you know, your children, if you had them, are now growing up and they don't need you anymore as much. Mm-hmm. What are other reasons that you see? Yeah, because depression certainly affects your health.
Yeah, yeah. So depression it can be caused by many different things. It can be situational, mm-hmm. either an acute situational thing, a death in the family, mm-hmm. or it can be more of a subtle situation where the children are moving away, going to college, empty nest syndrome, mm-hmm. Maybe retirement, that type of thing. And that's when it tends to happen the most. But it also happens to people that in their older age as well. And as people get depressed when they get much older, that quite often is because of this dispossession of their friends, mm-hmm. their family, their health.
Yeah, they're not doing as much right. either.
And so they get isolated, mm-hmm. and isolation causes depression to get worse. And then as you get depressed, you also become more inflamed. Depression right. creates inflammatory cytokines, mm-hmm. and then that tends to create dementia as well. But quite often, depression looks like dementia, because when people are right. depressed, their memory starts to go and like right. that. Right. And so you want to be aware as a person who either already in their 40s or whatever age, you want to be aware of the issue of depression coming on later in mm-hmm. life, and you want to be able to do things about it. You want to make sure, number one, that you have good nutrition, because your brain needs the substrates in order to create serotonin and dopamine and norepinephrine. Mm-hmm. You need to have the right balance of bacteria in your gut to create these neurotransmitters. And the balance of those three will largely determine your affective state.
It's amazing to me that nutrition is truly at the foundation of so much, because without the right nutrition, you don't have the energy. Without the energy, you're not going to go do the exercise or keep moving. You right. know, because they say even as a person is in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, if you don't move it, you lose it. And right. that's so very true. And we've seen over and over again, elderly people who are isolated that resort to poor nutrition because it's easier. You know, sugar tastes better than protein does. And so, you know, they're keeping the cookies and the candy beside them, and they're not moving even to go to the kitchen, you know, to get yeah. what they need, because it's just reach over and grab a cookie and maybe they get up and go get some tea. So nutrition becomes the catalyst almost, like for yeah. everything else that's going to be good for you in life. And the Boomer products obviously are all about nutrition.
Yes, and also, you know, with the right products, you can also handle the issue of toxicity that we mm-hmm. mentioned right at the beginning, mm-hmm. and it accumulating in your body.
And getting the dead cells out of the way.
You're right. And so if you have enough superoxide dismutase and glutathione that's mm-hmm. in your nutrition supplements, it will constantly scavenge those toxins that you're exposed to every day and move them out of your body, so that you don't end up somebody 60 years old with a toxic load mm-hmm. that gives rise to cancer, for example. Mm-hmm. Plastics, another big one. There's plastics in our environment everywhere, and they get into your body. Even little children, when they're first born, have plastics in their body.
That's amazing to me.
Yeah. And plastics are a big cause of cancer, and particularly breast cancer.
So how does the plastic get into, you know, somebody in utero? I mean, obviously mm-hmm. through the mother, but is it yeah. through the bloodstream?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yep. that's scary to think about.
Yeah. Yeah. There's plastic everywhere, and people are exposed to it, and it's carcinogenic, especially mm-hmm. with women. The plastic bonds to the estrogen receptors in the fat cells in the breast and actually gets absorbed down into the cells. And that's not what's supposed to be happening. Those are supposed to be estrogen receptors. And so you can, as a preventative, you can use a product like the lignans that are in the wax on the outside of flax seeds that also bind to estrogen receptors, but they're very healthy because they're filled with good nutrition. And so it can bind up the estrogen receptors with good stuff and keep the plastic from binding to those receptors. So it's a good preventative for breast cancer.
Okay. So in essence, a breast receptor that might be attracted to a plastic would get the lignin instead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And then that receptor is bound up and cannot accept it.
Anything else. So what happens to the plastic when it can't find a home? Does it get just
eliminated? It'll circulate and get eliminated, especially if you have superoxide dismutase and glutathione.
So it just carries the trash out.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's pretty cool.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
So another really important one, which has a dramatic effect on the health of your heart and other things, is the progressive illness in your mouth. So as people get older, they tend to start to lose their teeth, get loose, and they lose their teeth. They get gum infections. That's why so many older people have dentures.
Sure.
And what's happened is because of not adequate mouth care, they've gotten this massive bacterial infection in their gums, which erodes them, and their teeth end up becoming compromised and falling out. And that bacterial infection also has a negative effect on your heart, but it also makes it very difficult to digest food.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you tend to your mouth care properly, not only can it prevent heart disease and losing your teeth, but it also helps you to digest your food much better, which can help you not to have to take medication for acid reflux. And also the nutrition that's in the food will become absorbed much more easily in your small intestine because it's been properly digested and won't just pass through unabsorbable. And so what we help people do is there's a number of things you can do, but the optimal way to do mouth care is obviously to brush your teeth and floss, and if you have a water pick, even better, and to do that twice a day. But also in the morning, you can take some coconut oil and put a little bit, like a teaspoon, in your mouth and swish it all around in your mouth, because the coconut oil will absorb the bacteria that's in your gums that's settled in overnight and will pull it out. You can then spit that coconut oil out and rinse your mouth really well and spit it out again. And then we have a product called Hydrolyte, which is acidic, that will kill bacteria. And so you put one drop on your tongue, swish it around in your mouth, and it kills all the rest of the bacteria that you just pulled out of your gums that didn't go out when you rinsed your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you wait 30, 45 seconds for it to dissipate, you can then take our powdered probiotic, a pinch, and put it into your mouth and swish that around and swallow it. And now your mouth will be coated with good bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is, now your teeth aren't going to fall out.
Which is a good thing.
And also, you now will be able to digest your food much better, because the first stage of digestion requires your mouth to be functioning properly, including a big part of it is the bacteria in your mouth digests the food while you're chewing it. And it breaks it down, stage one, and then as it arrives in your stomach, it further digests, stage two, and then in your small intestine, gets digested and absorbed the rest
for
of the way
three.
There.
Yeah. Wow. So we're kind of, this is a topic I'm sure we'll revisit because most people are struggling, you know, to stay healthy in today's world between stress and diet and being on the fast track all the time and being caught up in traffic. And here in Pinellas County, that is an ongoing issue for most people. So I want to thank you again for being my guest. It's always such fun and so educational to have you explain how to stay healthy, you know, not just using Boomer products, but also we've talked about like the Fisher Wallace today, the PEMF mat. We've talked about Inner Balance device in the past coming out of the Heart Institute. So there's so many different things that we can do to maintain our health by looking at the spiritual, the emotional, the physical, and the mental, which is what the show is all about. So I truly appreciate your friendship and being here on the show with me from time to time.
Thank you, Lucy. I appreciate you too. Thanks for having me on.
All right, everybody, go out there and make it your very best day. And please visit my website, synergyconnectionradio.com. There are numerous links right into Boomers Forever Young. And there are blogs, there's videos. There's a wealth of information there for everyone to discover and figure out a way for them to do, as Bob said, you know, let's not move down that road of degenerative health, but to maintain health and wellness well into our hundreds. Thanks for joining me. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Synergy Connection Show. If you wanted to know more about the products Bob spoke about on today's show, please go to SynergyConnectionRadio.com. That's SynergyConnectionRadio.com ConnectionRadio.com. Click on the Boomers Vibrate a New banner on the homepage. Use promo code Lucy, that's L-U-C-Y, at checkout to save $5 on your order. Don't forget to tune in next week to the Synergy Connection Show.